That sound means it's time for the Chatham County Roundup. And on this edition of the Roundup, we are joined on the phone by Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp. Kyle, Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Good afternoon.
How's the weather down there at the moment?
It's a beautiful day in Pittsboro.
Got some of that Pacific Northwest liquid sunshine coming down by any chance?
Yes, we quite a bit of it. I think we're in between some bands right now, but about to get some more.
Yeah, it's been surprisingly sparing up here in Chapel Hill at the moment. I feel like we were kind of in a little bubble of not getting it when everybody else started to get it. We had a band go through and then a bit of a lull now, but we are under that flash flood warning. So any folks in a low-lying area in any one of the three counties in the listening area, I urge you to be careful, take precaution, and not take any risks for sure. In the meantime, we had a Board of Commissioners meeting in Pittsboro last night, and I've got a couple questions about it, but I thought I'd start with you because you were there. What was standing out to you in that meeting?
Well, I think this is something I get excited about that maybe other people don't, but we redid the format of our meeting agenda, and so I know that's really exciting for all the public out there, but I do hope that it is a lot more useful for them, and it's easier to navigate and see what's going on and view the meeting information. So that's something we've been working on for a little bit. We rolled out for this meeting, and I think it worked well, so hopefully it's a lot more accessible information for the public.
Outstanding. The other kind of thing, this was a small thing, but it's kind of part of a bigger picture. There was a little annexation that wasn't anything major, but I thought you could explain kind of what it was, and then we'll put it into a bigger context.
Sure. We had a annexation last night of a small parcel out by what will be the future Chatham Parkway and the end of the current Chatham Parkway out on 64 East. And so that was for a mini storage facility we approved I think about 3 or 4 years ago, and one of the conditions of that approval was that they annex before they're ready to build. So this is just the final step in that process.
So obviously not a big deal in and of itself, but it's kind of like, I just kind of want to explore this idea from a Board of Commissioners for the town standpoint. As the town continues to grow at this kind of unprecedented rate that we're expecting, do we expect there to be several like kind of little things like this that the commissioners will have to take care of as things continue going forward? Or do you expect there to be kind of lulls in what the commissioner's role is as some of this development kind of plays out?
I think we will see more. You know, this is just a single lot development and annexation, but we do have a lot of interest in Pittsboro, certainly with figuring out the water and sewer issues that we have now. So there's a significant amount of interest in, you know, development in Pittsboro. And so we will see, you know, a lot more coming up for the board to consider.
And before we move on from the meeting, I wanted to ask just if there's anything else from last night's meeting that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, one thing we had on the consent agenda, but we've talked about it for quite a few meetings now, is their strategic plan. So we did officially adopt the strategic plan last night for the town of Pittsboro for 2024 through 2027. And so that's a significant milestone for us to have a strategic plan for the town. We had a presentation on our audit and just really good feedback from the audit. And, you know, we have a great finance director, and they do a really good job, our staff there. And then a really big thing that might have got lost a little bit last night is we eliminated some water and sewer fees for multifamily housing, and that'll be a huge support to affordable housing efforts in Pittsboro. And that's been some feedback we've got from some existing multifamily, you know, apartment developments, and it's part of our alignment with our partners down in Sanford too with the merger. So that will have a pretty significant cost decrease for the multifamily units in Pittsboro each month.
It's the voice of Kyle Shipp, the mayor of Pittsboro, and a big piece of news out of the town that I don't think we've talked about since it officially happened was the moving of the town offices just down the street a ways. I wonder if you could kind of tell us what the motivation for that was initially and how it's gone so far.
Yeah, we've had some additional offices in what's called Main Street Station on East Street for maybe about a year now. We've had some over there planning, and Parks and Rec have been there. And then really just as we continue to grow as a town and add more staff, the police department is going to be taking over what is currently Town Hall, and then the rest of the staff that's currently in Town Hall is going to move down to additional space in Main Street Station. So we've got a lot more room to expand in Main Street Station, and then this will also give an expanded facility for our police department too, which is really badly needed.
So is the current police department, are they still going to be using that, or are they moving entirely also?
No, they're going to be using that. They're just going to move into the rest of the space that the admin staff currently occupies. And so we still have a mix in that building now, and then the official move will be this Thursday and Friday for the rest of the town hall
and
capability.
I understand some of the town offices will be closed during that move?
Yes, yeah, so the town offices will be closed this Thursday and Friday, January 11th and 12th. For the move, so everybody's packing up now, and then those will be the 2 days that we move everything over to the new building. The town will be closed on the 15th as well for the holiday, and so on January 16th, that will be our first day with everyone together in the new town hall over at Main Street Station.
Do you have your new office over there yet?
No, I don't have an office. I've declined that for now. We're still pretty short on space anyway, and so let people have that work there every day.
Outstanding stand-up move by the boss there. Everybody appreciates that, I'm sure. Anything else in conjunction with that moving of town offices? I'm just kind of curious about the reaction of the police department. Is this something that they've been kind of chomping at the bit for, or what's the situation there?
Yeah, certainly more space, and we've done a bit of a study on that building, and we're going to do some renovations to that building that are needed just generally, and then to kind of convert it to some more useful space for them. So they're busting at the seams in their back corner now over there. And we also, I met today four cadets that are starting. So we added police cadet positions, and we have four cadets that are starting today in that. So lots of growth going on there, and exciting things too.
We're speaking with Pittsburgh Mayor Kyle Shipp. We are just about out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Yeah, one thing we did, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We've designated that a day of service in Pittsburgh, and so the Rotary Club is working with Chatham County Schools to do some service events at Northwood High School in Pittsburgh, and then there's a community celebration at Mitchell Chapel Church that's with the NAACP and CRC. The doors there will open at 12:30, and it'll start at 1 p.m. And for our friends in Chapel Hill there, the Honorable Howard Lee will be the speaker there, the former mayor of Chapel Hill and a North Carolina senator. So that'll be a good event at Mitchell Chapel Church at 1 p.m. on Monday.
Kyle, I appreciate the time and look forward to talking again in a couple weeks.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.